Technically,
right? No, it's, the machine's not going to run while it's open. It's pretty safe. It's going to, you have to have the door closed.
A group of women and girls are gathered around what's called a CNC mill. They peer through a plexiglass window as a machine cuts shapes into a small metal slab.
Don't let him intimidate you. It can make noise. I mean, it is metal on metal, so.
Jermaine Dickey is a machinist instructor at Tallahassee Community College. He's demonstrating the mill on this day and says coming into a workshop for the first time can be intimidating for anyone.
I think no matter who you are, if you're in a machine shop, these machines are very powerful and you can get hurt very easily. So I think anybody would be intimidated. I'm still intimidated by the lathe when it cuts on and that machine when it cuts on because it's very powerful. You can feel it. So
that's why TCC is hosting a ladies' night. Kimberly Moore is the college's vice president for workforce innovation. She says women make up less than 25% of the workforce for jobs like manufacturing, machining, and welding. And she says one reason for that is myths.
Myths that those jobs may be ones that we've thought about in the past that are dirty and not clean and, you know, you don't want to get, it's not because honestly what's happened with the evolution and the infusion of technology, a lot of it has been automated. So any bad thoughts of what they may have had about those professions no longer exist.
Moore says the goal is to make sure women know these jobs are an option for them.
95% of the folks that we just did a hand survey with had never ever been inside the manufacturing center. So this is the first time there are groups of girls that are here, like with the city of Tallahassee. Their program is here, as well as a number of other community-based groups and just individuals where they're wanting to learn more and they're bringing their daughters with them.
That's why Kimberly Williams is attending the event.
Just to know about the different jobs and the opportunities available to, that they have out for females. I have nieces and a 13-year-old daughter, so I can get the information and relay it back to them.
She says when she was growing up, there weren't as many opportunities available for women. But she says that's changed, and she wants to make sure her daughter knows that.
You females, it's like women power. They can do anything that a man can do. And this type of, and it's basically a lot of them don't know because with the older generation, that's something that they didn't want. Or they just didn't know that women can go into like architecture, construction, welding, mechanic, auto mechanic.
TCC's push to introduce more women to these fields coincides with an increased focus from state leaders like Governor Ron DeSantis on helping young people explore workforce training as a route to a future career. Moore says she hopes that will mean more opportunities for young women to see the full range of job opportunities available to them. I'm Regan McCarthy.